episode number 227, 4 years ago now.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, and welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I blew up my snowmobile.
And that would be Jason.
What a weekend.
Yeah.
I blew up one of them.
Yeah.
I'll fix it.
It's not fun in Michigan in the wintertime if you're not blowing something up, right?
Or wrecking something. Yeah. Right on.
Well, you wrecked yourself last year.
Well, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
You just wrecked the snowmobile
time? I walk a little funny once in a while, especially if it rains. It gets all hobbled up, but yeah. So I'm Jason. I'm still alive.
Yeah, that's good.
I like the text you sent me as I told you that I was leaving. You know, don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to. So here we are here.
Yes.
Another podcast.
Another frigid day here in the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, try being up north. Last night, we were sitting around the fireplace in the garage having cigars and beers, and It was 1 degree.
1 degree?
1 degree. Well, I'm thinking of this. A shout out to my buddy CR97WS6.
Yeah.
He listens. He's a regular listener, and since he's probably listening to this one, no, it wasn't the Firecat that I blew up. It was my wife's triple, which is worse because she's mad about it. Anyway, anybody wants to talk snowmobiles, give me a call. Yeah. Otherwise, let's get on to the Camaro goodness.
Okay.
Because we got
things.
4 years. What?
Yeah, 4 years. Man, can you believe it's been 4 years since the Camaro debuted at the auto show in Detroit? What was it, 2006? Yeah. Wow.
I was a young man then.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
4 years, it's hard to believe.
I was 34 then. I was married. Didn't have any children. And, wow. Yeah, it's been a while now. Now, look, we both got one in our garage.
Children?
No, not children.
Oh, that's where I keep my wife.
4 years.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a new, I don't know if it'd be tuner Camaro or what. I dropped my pen. Can't do the damn podcast without my pen, my fidget tool. We got some voicemails, Chris, right?
Yep.
And a very limited edition vehicle that you can play in the Nitto 1320 game.
Yeah.
And how usual hodgepodge in between. So going back to the 4 year bit.
Yeah, man. Do you remember that day?
Vividly. I'll never forget that day for as long as I live.
The night before, too?
That I don't remember.
Wow, you can't remember?
I wasn't drinking, was I?
No.
We were at the Heritage Center.
The Heritage
Museum. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Got together with all the Camaro and Firebird folks.
Mm-hmm.
Got to look at some really cool cars.
Got to meet a lot of cool people. Yeah. I remember Pete Esta standing 2 feet away from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got a poster with his face on it on my office wall. That was cool. So, and then the next day, 4 years ago, well, nobody can really put it the way our good friend Scott Settlemyer can put it. And he made a post in the 2010 news forum, and it's called, the thread title is, "It Was 4 Years Ago Today." And he said, at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, that Chevrolet unveiled the Camaro concept to the world. Many of our fellow Camaro Firebird enthusiasts were invited to Detroit to be a part of the unveiling. Chris, you and I were there.
Yep.
And as they can tell you, the Camaro concept stole the show. That's undeniable.
Hands down.
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. All the awards it won and everything. He continues, "I'll never forget watching the faces of so many as a silver concept made its way out onto the stage and then down the aisle, surrounded by thousands of cheering men and women. I'll never forget watching a few Chrysler executives walking over to the Camaro and one saying, very simply, ouch. It was a great day to be a Camaro guy or gal, and my email inbox filled very quickly with comments, and nearly every message was the same. Build it. Followed by, and it better look like the concept, don't you dare screw it up. I know January 9th, 2006 was a day I will never forget. 8 months later, in August of 2006, we announced in front of Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts at the General Motors Tech Center," Chris, once again, you and I were there, "that we just had green-lighted the Camaro, and it would go into production in the 2010 model year. We started work in earnest in September of that year. Fast forward to today, July 9th, 2010, and our dreams have been realized. I'm sitting in the Chevy exhibit as workers frantically rush around getting ready for North American International Auto Show 2010, and I'm looking at some Camaros on the floor and still have a permigrin. For the seventh month in a row, the new Camaros outsold Mustang and Challenger combined. And while I want to recognize the date, January 9th, 2006, I guess I really want to say thank you once again, and I can never do it enough, for keeping the faith. It would have been very easy for many of you to abandon ship, but you didn't. Yes, the Camaro went on hiatus, and when it did, a peculiar thing happened. Camaro enthusiast events continued to be held, and many of you put thousands of hours into bringing us memorable times together, and attendance increased. And websites continued to support us. And here he thanks Chris, you, and I for 15 years of work bringing CamaroZ28.com to the Camaro enthusiast community. He also references Jason Ori and the group of hard workers at Z28.com, mm-hmm. our friend.
Yep.
And also, of course, our good buddy Tim DeYoung at ModernCamaro.com. And then there are the hundreds of other Camaro enthusiast Camaro Firebird sites. And, of course, your letters and emails continue to flood the GM headquarters, making it clear we must build a fifth gen. Does every Camaro enthusiast love the new Camaro? No, I'm afraid not, but those that don't are in the minority. Frankly, no matter what design we would have chosen, we know that not everyone's going to love what they see. But what does let me know that the new Camaro hit its mark is simply this. When you drive the new Camaro, the public treats it like a rock star, nearly a year after they hit the road, and 4 years since the concept was unveiled. And there are the emails and notes we continue to receive from those who have just taken delivery of a new Camaro, telling us how much they love it and how many of them have become so emotionally attached to their new Camaro. So, on behalf of Team Camaro, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done for this legendary brand. And know that we aren't done yet. There is much more to come. Now go hug your Camaro.
I wish I could. Well, I guess I could run out into the garage and do it.
Mine's all bundled up.
Oh, man, it brings back such good memories. Such good memories.
You know, we hit on a couple of things here. You know, aside from the obvious, and Scott, we know you listen, and thank you, and John, and Cheryl,
yeah.
and Al, and anybody else.
Everybody on the Camaro
whole team
yeah.
man. Except for Sangy Up Lee, who jumped ship. I'll miss him. He's such a cool guy. The Camaro outsold the Mustang for 7 months in a row. Yet, the Mustang outsold the Camaro year to date.
Well, the reason being is the Mustang sold three more months of worth of cars than Camaro did. And if you looked at the total numbers there, very
it was
close.
Like, what was it 500, 5,000, 500?
Yeah, it was probably like 5,000. One more month and the Camaro would have would have outsold Mustang year to date.
Yep. And then he says we aren't done yet. And he's mentioned this a few times recently on the board because people are very blunt about what they want the Camaro to be still.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. You know, they got their opinion and you have to respect it. But Scott has said, look, you know, just because the Camaro isn't what everybody wants it to be, like he did reference in his post there, they're not done. The opera ain't over, I think he said, or something like that. So I think there's some cool stuff happening.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, it's happening in the background. We're not going to hear about it. Not everybody's going to hear about it.
Well, yeah, not everybody.
Not everybody, but, you know, there's reasons for that. You know, there's competition and stuff like that. So I'm excited for the future.
Excuse me. I think I caught a cold blowing up my wife's snowmobile. So, yeah, you know, you could do one of two things. You can wait for something and hope that they get what you want out the door, or you can do what I did and just make it yourself. And
there you go.
Be really badass. So thank you once again, Scott, and everybody else. And, of course, Chris and I, you share the same sentiments that Scott does, you know, for the community at large,
absolutely.
For supporting the car.
Absolutely.
So jumping back into today, apparently Steve Saleen is starting to get into throw his hat in the ring for the new Camaro.
No doubt about it.
SMS Supercars has a 620 Camaro. What do you think of this?
Kind of neat looking car. Nice horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It looks like a Saleen vehicle.
Yeah.
Is it Saleen or Saleen?
Who knows?
Well, if anybody does know, call in, let us know. Because I want to say it right. I think I met Steve once. He seems to be a decent enough guy. You know, they've got their facility just not too far from us.
Yeah, because isn't that where they made the GTO into Bumblebee for the Transformers movie?
Mm-hmm. And that's also where I believe they make the Saleen S7, or at least a portion of it, which is a really interesting car, especially on Forza Motorsport 3. So this is a pretty cool-looking car. Basically, the bottom line is it's another specialty car. They've done a Challenger, and now they're doing 575 horsepower to an LS3.
Hey, let's face it. Everybody wants to do a tuner Camaro nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, Camaro's the hot thing, so everybody wants to get their hands on it. And Celine is, of course, one of the leaders, too, in aftermarket tuners for cars, Mustangs, for instance.
I've always liked Celine Mustangs.
Absolutely.
I've always liked them. Even when, you know, the lower models, they were still pretty nice looking. This supercharger system looks very gnarly. Definitely different from the Magna Charger that I have. I think it might be based on or similar to the Edelbrock supercharger that they have out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks reminiscent of the same style. Maybe it is the same thing, just with a different badge. But I got a feeling that we're going to see more about this as time goes on. I'd like to see one of these on the road or in person. So anybody from Celine's camp on the SMS supercars, listen to the show, definitely give us a call, and we'd like to...
I'm really surprised we didn't see something like this at SEMA.
I know. Unless they were just, you know, putting...
busting their hump to get it done.
Putting the finishing touches on it, or it just wasn't ready, or yeah, whatever, but it looks good. So, Chris, you're going to put a link to in the show notes. Everybody,
sure,
you know, tell us what you think of this car, or, you know, good or bad. We'd like to hear about it. And then, speaking of special edition cars, the WD-40 SEMA Camaro.
Yeah.
That's made a big splash at SEMA.
Yeah, it was a beautiful car to look at, too. Really like the paint scheme.
And it's making, the rounds through the show circuit.
Yeah.
And it's landing in the Nitto 1320 video game, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nitto made a post on our message board here about the game. Nitto 1320 Legends is proud to announce a special tournament celebrating the limited edition WD-40 SEMA Cares Camaro. The special edition Camaro is available in the game for a limited time and will not be available after January 18th, 2010. A portion of the proceeds from each vehicle sold will be donated to charities benefiting disadvantaged children. The tournament will take place from Friday, January 15th, 2010, through Sunday, January 17th, 2010, and is open to all owners of the WD-40 SEMA Cars Cares Camaro. It will feature 12 individual tournaments in which racers from around the world will compete for prizes, pride, and props. As always, the Nitto 1320 Legends online game is free to play. You can visit the Nitto 1320 Legends site for more details on the WD-40 SEMA Cares Tournament at Nitto1320Legends.com.
So what I'm getting out of this is you have to buy the car in the game, just like most video games, and all
but
the proceeds go to charity.
It's completely free to play and all that.
Right, right. I think that's pretty cool.
And it looks really good.
Really nice in the game.
You know, it looks exactly like the car was when we saw it in person. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole top half of the car is yellow and the bottom half is blue, just kind of like a can of WD-40.
Hey, guess what kind of wheels those are?
What kind are those?
Those are forge lines, baby.
Are they?
Yep.
Yeah, it's got the yellow lip on it and black center.
They've got while I'm thinking of these things, I meant to tell you, they've got a new finish on their wheel lip called brushed nickel. And if it was available when I had my forge lines done, I would have definitely got
really?
It. It's pretty cool looking. Yeah, it's almost like a bronzish silver. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but anyway. So yeah, if you like to play online games or just video games in general, check out Nitto. Was it
Nitto 1320Legends.com? Yeah,
yeah. The folks at Nitto are always great to work with, and the game is pretty cool. I remember I used to play the crap out of that thing.
I'll link it up in the show notes as well.
Cool, buddy. So what's next?
What's next?
We got voicemails.
Yeah, we got voicemails. We got an email, too.
All right, cool.
Why don't you go ahead and start with the email?
Don't mind if I do. Got it right here. This actually came in via my car's website feedback form, but it mentions a podcast, so I'm going to read it here. This comes from a gentleman named Taylor, and he says, "Hi, I first want you to know that I'm a 17-year-old male who is nowhere near getting a new Camaro, but it is my dream car. I've been listening to your podcast and wanted your opinion on, when I finally get it, which interior color I should get, black or Inferno orange. Oh, and if you think black stripes, black hockey stripes, or no stripes is better, I'm thinking of getting an automatic 2SS RS cyber metallic gray. Thanks for making my dream seem a little more real. Taylor." Cool, man.
Cool.
Yeah, hope he doesn't mind me reading this.
17-year-old, yeah.
The thing is that who knows what the color choices are going to be when he's ready to buy.
Oh, when he's ready to buy?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they'll have black.
In like 10 years?
Well... You know what? It could be less than that. I mean, I remember when I just first decided that, okay, I want to try to get a Camaro, just literally 2 years before that, I thought, I'll never be able to get one. And then one day I just figured out a way to do it, and I did it. So, you know, he's not too far off. It might be sooner than we think. But black, yeah. Inferno orange. Do you think that they'll have Inferno orange in 2 years?
It's a good possibility.
I would think so.
Man, after seeing it on your car, man, I guess I wish I would have ordered it in mine.
What, the interior?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's talking about, black interior. Okay, yeah. Right. I did read that. I think I might still be there. I'm happy with Inferno Orange. It was one of the last decisions I made on the car, and I'm very, very glad I did because I got so many compliments on it.
It's beautiful inside there.
So I guess maybe I'm biased and just say, yeah, get Inferno Orange. It's just different. You know, it's pretty cool. As far as stripes, I'm a no stripe guy. But
I love stripes.
You like stripes.
Now the hockey stripes, on the other hand, I don't think it looks good on the fifth gen.
Not a fan.
Honestly, no, because the way it goes down the side, it kind of like cuts off part of the stripe. It cuts it in half at the bottom where the stick part of the hockey stripe is
on the front fascia where the front fascia meets the fender.
Yeah, because of that line in the car.
Can't do anything about it though.
You can't, but it doesn't look good. I don't think.
Well, Taylor, best of luck on your decision. If it's not going to be for a couple of years, you never know what options they're going to have available that might make Inferno Orange seem uncool by then. So
maybe they'll have high glow synergy green.
You just wrecked it. You just wrecked it all. Now he's not even going to buy one. Sorry, John. I know you're listening. And Fitz does listen.
Oh, absolutely.
We're not kidding when we say Fitz listens. Because it takes a while to catch up, but every now and then, you know, when I say Fitz is going to give me hell for saying that, sure enough, a few days later, the email comes in. So we got to tone it down a little bit. Sorry, Fitz. Anyway, Taylor, good luck. Let us know how it goes. Let us know what happens.
Yeah.
So what? We got some
voicemails.
How many of them?
We've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 voicemails.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jason. It's Garth from Connecticut. Thanks for awarding me the book. Appreciate it. Of course, I want you guys to sign it. Wouldn't be as collectible, in my opinion, without that. I also really thought your questions, the answers to my questions were very thorough. The other thing about the pace car being a collectible version, I just noticed that in 2010, I guess, the Indy 500 has picked the Camaro as a pace car, which is probably old news to you guys. And I also asked you a couple of weeks back about your preferred motor oil, which you said was Mobil 1, and I went to their website. For your viewers that might not be aware, it's Mobil 1. I Googled that, and I came up with some good videos. And two in particular were of interest, a cold weather flow test where a lab rat compares a semi-synthetic to a full synthetic oil at cold temperature. And they also did an extended oil interval test with taxis in Las Vegas. Everything stays in Vegas, right? But ultimately, I found both videos very informative and certainly underscores the value of high-quality motor oil. So appreciate the gift. Thanks thanks for picking my question, and I'll send my details for delivery and look forward to you both signing it. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Garth, thanks for calling in again. Hey, our pleasure, buddy.
Yeah, he was the winner of Camaro A Legend Reborn.
Yes.
Signed by Scott, John, and Cheryl many months ago. We've been hanging on to it for a special prize. Mobil 1, I've just always had good luck with it.
Same here.
I guess it's changed over the years. I think we kind of touched on this before. But so far, that's what I prefer. Not to mention, I think you pick it up cheap at Sam's or Costco or something like that.
Yeah.
Cheaper. So, good. Thanks for the voicemail, Garth.
Thanks. Okay. Ready for the next one?
You betch.
Oh, this one. Okay, we'll play like a second of this.
All right.
Which means that LED lights don't produce heat, which in turn, when the snow gets inside the little cubby holes for the lights, there's no...
Okay. We got a 9-minute and 48-second voicemail this week. That sounds like someone pocket dialed us in a classroom.
Whatever, I'm just glad that somebody's got us on speed dial.
It was too funny.
It sounded like traffic school.
That's exactly what it sounds like. They were talking about LED lights and
the snow compacting on the traffic lights. And you know, don't drive with dope in your glove box. I don't know. Well, whoever that was, if you were trying to tell us something, we didn't quite understand it because I have a perfect driving record and Chris, so do you, right?
Area 224 area code.
I don't know. Did you look it up?
No. I don't know where that's at, so.
You can look it up, but I guess it doesn't matter. If it was you, let us know so we can solve the mystery.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah, sure do.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. It's Garth from Connecticut. Listen, I really appreciate the winning the book. Thanks for picking my question. I just wanted to let your listeners know what my plan is with the book. I have a friend named Captain Paul Henry. He's a captain in the Army Reserve. He He's a helicopter pilot. He saw some service in Desert Storm 1 and unfortunately lost some close friends in that battle. Today, Captain Henry is a resident of Orchard Park, New York. He teaches part-time at the University of Buffalo Military Science, and he's a long-term employee of GM. He works in the tech center located in Michigan. He was a floating technology welding engineer that went out and worked with the different plants on troubleshooting joining operations. Did a lot of work with the GM plant located in Bowling Green, Kentucky, of course, famously known as the Corvette plant. Did some work on the Solstice up in Delaware, a lot of the high-profile Halo cars for GM. I know that Captain Henry is gaga for the new Camaro. He's hoping to get one day soon, and I just thought that it was completely appropriate that I ask you guys to please award the book to Captain Henry, and I do this, and it's symbolic of the service and the sacrifices the military families across the country do for all of us every day, thanks to anyone that has family that serves or has served in the past. And frankly, I don't know of anyone that works any harder than Captain Paul Henry in keeping us safe. So appreciate it if you could share this with your listeners, and I'm sure he'll enjoy the book. Take care.
Well, that was really cool, Garth.
Heck of a gesture.
I know. Well, here's to you, Captain Paul Henry, getting the book that we're going to be sending out here. Awesome.
And he wants us to sign it, too.
Apparently.
Okay, if you think it'll increase the value and not decrease it, that's fine. So, you know, and that's a cool gesture. Homage to somebody who's, you know, served for their
country and all that good stuff. Oh, my alarm. My
clock went off. I don't know if it'll come through on the recording, but yeah. Chris, you got this clock. Chris has his clock on the wall that every hour on the hour, a new Chevrolet or a Chevrolet car revs its engine.
Yeah.
What time? What car is it now? Looks like a Corvette.
No, I think it's a GTO.
Whatever. I can't tell from here. I don't have my glasses on. So anyway, Captain Paul Henry. Right.
Yes.
And, not to slight anyone else there serving our country, EMS, fire, police department, Army, Navy,
right,
Air Force, Marines,
yeah.
Coast Guard, I don't know, ADT, Brink security guy.
whatever.
Trying to cover the gamut here, but okay, so we'll sign it. We'll give it out to him. And, yeah. And in addition to that, I'll be sending him, I've been actually emailing Garth a little bit on this. Some Camaro Z28.com diecast cars for Doctor
Captain
Paul Henry's children, as well as firing a couple out for Garth just for being such a cool guy overall.
Yeah,
least
way
I
to go,
do.
Way to go,
nice gesture. So thank you so much for doing that and all that goes along with it. Got a couple more.
We have one more.
All right, but we'll get to that right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got one more to go here. You ready?
Just one? Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Director Casey J. Porter. I want to thank CamaroZ28.com and ModernCamaro.com for putting SEMA 2009 on their main pages. And the film is doing great. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's got lots of Camaro in it. Really good example of how Camaro dominated the SEMA show this year. Good Corvette car chase, and yes, lots of models. Now, some of y'all have seen the Mega Thread, and it looks like all that was at the SEMA show were models. I promise you, that's not all that was there. On Monday, the 11th, I have a new film coming out, which I will post in that thread of Chase Cam. I interviewed them and showed some of their products, and I'll have footage from American Legend that you didn't see in the original edit, where I used those mounts. A lot of people always ask me, well, how do you keep cameras attached safely to military vehicles or Camaros? Well, you're going to see how that gets done in this film coming out on Monday. So once again, it will be posted in the SEMA Mega Thread. I want to thank everybody out there that has supported my films, continues to support them. You guys are great. Jason, Chris, once again, thank you guys. And also thanks to Tim DeYoung. Y'all take care, and thanks again for watching my movies.
Good to hear from you, Casey.
As always.
All right, man. He puts out some good movies.
Yeah. He takes good photos.
Absolutely.
And he was getting just a little tiny bit of constructive criticism.
Oh, about the models?
About the models, yeah. Oh. And it was fine. Yeah, well, you know, girls and cars kind of go to... I mean, why else do we drive cool cars when we're younger?
Yeah.
To get girls.
Yeah.
Or whatever you like. But anyway, so yeah.
If you haven't checked out his movies yet, we'll have them linked up in the show notes. You have to see them. SEMA, American Legend, and The Camaro Returns, I believe, are the three movies that he did, Return of the Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll also post a link to the mega thread that he's talking about with a picture of all the models and stuff. So we'll pick up his new movie when he posts that too.
Yeah, I'm kind of... See, we usually get a pre-screener of this to see what's coming up, but we haven't really seen much of this one, have we?
No.
So I'm definitely interested in it. Casey's just cranking them out, man, and that's very, very cool.
Good job, Casey.
Yeah, I always love hearing from you, so check out his movies and his films.
That's it for the week for the voicemails.
Really?
Yeah.
See, normally, we're giving away some goodies.
Nah. Well, we did last week, so...
Yeah, well...
We said we were going to do one a month this year.
Well, give or take. We're just going to just kind of give them prizes. Surprise. You know. I mean, I still have
surprise
some...
Surprise
prize. I still... Here, let me just go check out the prize vault, see if it's there anything left. Here, hold on.
See what's going on inside the prize vault this week?
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm in the prize vault, Chris. And, there's some stuff here, but, all right, it's just creepy in here. There's funny old posters on the wall, you know. Hold on, let me close that up. All right, so, so we still have some stuff to give away. We did it all last year.
Yeah. But not this year.
Not this year, but we're going to give some away anyway. So just all you got to do is win something, maybe, maybe not. But we want you to contribute, so call in. We gave the number out earlier, so...
Yeah.
So, you know, pick up the phone and do it. Talk to us about whatever. Just don't pocket dial us from class.
I can't wait to figure out who that was. Hopefully they're listening and they'll call in and say, oh, dude, that was me and I was in defensive driving. And, yeah, I want to know the backstory here.
I got busted for DUI and it was mandatory that I...
Yeah.
What? Well, you never know. And
we'll see.
If you call in and it's that, we won't play it on the air unless you tell us specifically that we can.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Mudbone? maybe it's Bear Z28. Maybe he was drinking from the oak barrel again.
Yeah,
you haven't heard from Bear in a while.
No, I haven't.
I hope he's doing all right. What else is going on here? Is that it?
That's all we got on our agenda here for the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I go home now?
Yeah, you can. You can go relax and kick back and, I don't know, throw a few back.
No, I got to find new parts for my wife's snowmobile before she...
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you know, what happens is the snowmobiles, they're very particular machines, and just due to their nature, sometimes things just go awry, and in which case, something went awry in ours.
Yeah,
and
that's what it sounds like.
It's a 2001 Arctcat ZRT 600, so the T means triple. It has three cylinders, and I think I burned all three down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I need three cylinders and three, well, believe it or not, they call them jugs. The cylinder heads are referred to as jugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I dig it. And, it's going to be probably not cheap, but hey, you know what? That's what happens. Nobody said it was cheap.
Yeah.
Nobody said it was easy, and the same way it goes with Camaros and all that stuff. So
right.
As long as we still enjoy them, I guess it's all worth it, right?
You got that right.
All right. Well, I better get going here.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Hey, head out to the Detroit Auto Show. Chris, you and I probably won't be making it this year. Just do other...
Maybe not.
Are you going to make it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think I will be just due to work and other obligations I have going on. I mean, since the convertible's not going to be there. Thanks, Fitz.
Yeah. Although, you want to hear something interesting? I opened up the Detroit Free Press this morning, and it gives a little sneak preek.
What's a preek?
A sneak preview of the 2010... Detroit Auto Show, right?
Yeah.
So what's the picture that's right above that? The convertible Camaro.
Fitz, you better make a phone call before you get a bunch of pissed off people at the auto show.
Not listed though in the what you must see.
Yeah.
But right above it is a picture of a black convertible Camaro.
A new picture?
No, it wasn't new. It was the same one that's been floating around.
Same one that we've got on the front page of CamaroZ28.com right now.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Piss me off.
Well, you're not the only one, but John, Mr. Fitzpatrick, I should say, assures us that there may be something maybe a little more exclusive for the convertible coming down the line. We spoke about this, God, was it in last week's podcast?
Yeah,
or
that was last week, yeah.
So, you know, hang in there, and maybe it'll be much better. Until then, we'll continue reporting the news on CamaroZ28.com and here in the podcast. We thank you for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.